WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Extreme heat blanketing much of the country, dangerous triple digits keeping its grip in the Southwest.
In the Phoenix area, it's been over 110 degrees for 10 days straight. Not a record yet. Cooling centers are set up, and for firefighters around Phoenix are trying to do their jobs and all their gear in the heat.
And it would be like putting on your best snowsuit and then going out in 110 degrees and start doing some physical labor.
Heat warnings are now up for tens of millions of Americans running from California to Florida. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Crews are racing in Vermont to carry out water rescues following catastrophic flooding. Raging floodwaters have washed away bridges, roads, and rail tracks. At the NATO summit in Lithuania, the Secretary General says it will fast-track Ukraine for membership into the alliance, but not before the war between Russia and Ukraine ends. NATO welcomed Finland and Sweden to the alliance, which expands NATO's territory bordering Russia. This is ABC News. President Biden's nominee for chairman of the Joint Chiefs on Capitol Hill today for a confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. But his nomination faces an unusual holdup at the hands of one man.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has vowed to hold up every single military nomination, an estimated 250 so far, over objections to a Pentagon policy that helps service members travel for abortion procedures. The Pentagon calls the holdups a national security risk. Most Armed Services Committee Republicans, though, not willing to challenge Tuberville publicly. South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds.
If this is a national security risk as they're suggesting, then they should make contact with Senator Tuberville and work this out.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, the Capitol.
In Florida, six cases of malaria are now confirmed, bringing the total number of cases in the U.S. to seven. The six cases in Florida were all found in Sarasota County. They're the first acquired in the U.S. in 20 years. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Tomorrow is the start of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The event in its 125th year saw over 100,000 people attend last year, a record. With a new agricultural building addition, Executive Director Rusty Volk said his vision of focusing on ag is being realized after over a decade running the event.
It's been a mission, it's been a vision of mine, it's been a passion of mine. I keep telling everybody I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to use all my life experiences to rebuild a fairgrounds. How much fun is that? It's pretty awesome. So yes, we had to rebuild barns, replace old barns, and finally, after 14 years, we've come to that conclusion to get her done.
Five new buildings were built to replace old structures that didn't have modern amenities or enough space for animal exhibits at a cost of over $6 million. Tickets are on sale now for the fair, which runs through Sunday. And a comfortable forecast for this afternoon. Some rain chances on the way tomorrow. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's at 1106 Main Street or 30bales.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Good to be with you today, Matt and Patrick. Speaking of Patrick's, Patrick Cooligan joins Brett coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour to talk some of the latest news. And Terry John Zila makes his triumphant return, our food expert extraordinaire. They got the State Fair foods out here. We'll get his thoughts on those and which one he thinks are pretty good. Patrick, how are we today?
Doing well. We watched the Home Run Derby last night. That was your TV offering for last night.
That was it.
Baseball,
yeah.
On the All-Star break.
I still don't understand why Major League Soccer just doesn't load up this week with games. You know, just and not have them air only on Apple TV. Vlad Jr., right?
Yep, from the Toronto Blue Jays, yes.
Saw a great picture of him with his dad when he played for the Montreal Expos. Oh, what a very good picture there. That's good. And then an All-Star game tonight, we only have one twin there, right?
I believe so, because I think Pablo Lopez was the replacement for Sonny Gray.
So, because they generally will try to get one player for each twin team. They try to, at least.
Yep.
Have they recently changed that where, you know, there are some teams that didn't get no one?
Each team has to have a player selected, but they do not have to be there if it's not convenient.
All right. We got this scent thing here, one of these infusers in the studio now. So someone's completely made over my studio, and I love it. Oh, it is fantastic. Because this was a frat boy house for a long time, and now it actually feels like I'm gonna pan the camera over here. If you're watching there, you can see it actually looks nice and decent here. I actually have started, you know, just to show that I'm committed, I've started wearing pants. So it's a lot of things here. So we've got an infuser here, which has got some interesting scents here. I don't know how it works. I can't imagine I could break this. Anyway, eucalyptus, spearmint, wintergreen. Ooh, the scent of mental clarity. Ooh, okay. Do you have any idea what the mental clarity scent is? Because I have clearly never smelled that. See. Rub 2 to 3 drops on palms. Rub over nose and breathe deeply 5 times. Rub excess oil on shoulders and scalp. Okay. It's peppermint, lemon, grapefruit, lavender, rosemary, rosemary, basil, and organic. I love chicken breast myself. So when I rub it on my scalp, it's like I'm rubbing in a marinade on a chicken breast. Oh, Harry, who doesn't love that? Good eating. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Patrick, stop everything, man. Before you get into your next topic, I've got breaking news here from Political Wire. This dated at 3:58 p.m. this afternoon. The Minnesota GOP is broke. Yay! This is not a joke, by the way. Political Wire has reported the Minnesota Republican Party has 53 whole dollars of cash on hand, according to the FEC filings. 53 whole dollars. Wow. Hey, Minnesota GOP, I've doubled your entire account in my own wallet. Here you go. Here's 100. Well, almost. It's 100. It'd be 106. But I think I got 6 here somewhere. But needless to say, look at that. Drool over it, GOP. Drool over it. The liberals control the money now. So you say you're with the party of fiscal responsibility, but you're dead broke. What does that tell you? This is, by the way, I just posted this morning. The Michigan GOP is bankrupt. The Arizona GOP is bankrupt. Now the Minnesota GOP bankrupt morally and, you know, as well politically as well as financially. Bankrupt. And here's what I'll say is, if you're wondering what this really impact is, it doesn't really impact, you know, the GOP candidates in each of those states for like a governor's race or the, you know, or the U.S. Senate, U.S. House races. Those are pretty much, those are going to get funded. What it does kill the GOP in is on the local races and the House races all next year, basically their whole thing is, you're on your own. We're a united party, but don't look for us for handouts. Good luck. Yeah, all your money next year is going to be going to the U.S. House candidates and whoever is the chum balloon that's going to get destroyed by Amy Klobuchar in that Senate race. So good luck. Good luck out there. And reminder, your campaign is basically no paid sick family leave. We're going to make you pay for school lunches again. And we hate dope. And we're gonna force you to bend to our will. We're Republicans. We got $53. You know, I just had breakfast this morning with my daughter. We went to Uptown Diner. We had breakfast this morning. I think that was 58 with tip. You guys can't even have breakfast. Do you sell them in any other number besides 12? Okay, I'll have 9.
I mean, even if David Hahn took his family of four to, I mean, I don't know how big his family is, but he takes them to McDonald's. Could he even cover that with 53?
You're going to get pretty close. You're going to get close. This is not the first time you guys have been bankrupt. Remember when they moved they rolled the moving trucks up to, oh, God, that was one of the best days ever. Hilarious. It was Sutton, wasn't it? I think it was the GOP was Sutton was back then. Basically, there's a whole bunch of financial shenanigans going on there within the GOP, if I remember correctly. By the way, I ran into Sutton over at the Minnesota History Museum. He saw me, and he knew it was clear he knew exactly who I was. And kind of, well, the fastest he could move, he kind of skedaddled the other way. But there you go. Once again, breaking news, the Minnesota GOP has $53 whole. That's not even, by the way, how many House districts is that? That's not even that's like 50 cents. It's less than 50 cents per district. But we're the party of fiscal responsibility. Hey! God, how many of your candidates have like $200,000 worth of credit card debt? I mean, what is up with that? How do you... 952-946-6205. I could talk about the demise of the GOP all day long. But I think I want to start off today with a story that made me kind of go, say what now? Now, I want to remind everybody out there, the right-wing media in this town has, for the last 2 weeks, tried to talk about the hellscape. That's Minneapolis. Because apparently some teenagers in Minneapolis have fireworks, which teenagers everywhere have fireworks during the week of the 4th of July. It just is what happens, and they set them off in towns and cities. There's actually multiple fires that have been reported statewide because of fireworks. There are kids that fire fireworks at individuals. You know, just good fun. Needless to say, but you have to understand, for the right-wing media, the people who are firing off the fireworks in Minneapolis, that's the real story, because they could care less about fireworks anywhere else. Like that marina out on Lake Minnetonka that was half burnt down by some kids with some fireworks. That's not a real story in their mind. And as a matter of fact, I want to point out again that the right-wing media in this state basically tried to characterize over-the-counter fireworks that you can buy at any grocery store, Target, whatever, as some sort of military grade ordnance that was, they used, if we could only get that stuff over to the boys overseas. Oh boy, that would clear up make it an even playing field. It was fireworks, dude. And don't get me wrong, they were being stupid, and they've arrested some of them for being stupid, as they should, but it's not a hellscape apocalypse zone. Just stop. But needless to say, I'm going to bring that up before I get to this next story. Are you ready? Are you buckled in? Okay. A husband and wife from Blaine have been charged in connection to an explosion at a Blaine apartment complex early this year, accused of mixing household chemicals to make explosive materials known as TAPT. John Lee Boatner, 28, and Taylor Ann Boatner, 27, both of Blaine, are now charged in Anoka County Court with various felonies, including explosives and incendiary device violations. The charges stem from an incident on March 3rd when police responded to a report of an explosion at the couple's apartment on the 111 block of 116th Avenue Northeast in Blaine. Charges say Lee Boatner was mixing household chemicals to make an explosive known as triacetone triperoxide, or TATP, and suffered serious injuries to his hands. His wife, Taylor Boatner, was also injured, and their now three-year-old son was home when the explosion happened but wasn't injured. The explosion caused significant damage to the apartment, including shattering the windows and blowing debris into the neighboring vehicles. The case has also been sent to the FBI for further investigation. According to the criminal complaints, Blaine officers responded to the apartment complex of a man identified as Lee, who had severe injuries to his hands. Callers had reported to police they heard a loud explosion, so Boatner in the hallway bleeding with critical injuries. His wife, Taylor Boatner, was bleeding, sitting on the floor holding their son. The couple had taken to the hospital for their injuries. The child was home at the time of the explosion, though he was in a different room. He did have a burn from a drain cleaner the week before. Okay. The police chief, the Minneapolis Police Bomb Squad and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives responded to the scene. Investigators concluded a large explosion occurred in the primary bedroom of the apartment, noting they had found a plastic child's cub that appeared to contain a tub containing explosive materials. The criminal complaint describes the scene where the explosion occurred. Catch this, because this is not messing around. This is not fireworks and hellscape war zone. This is actually war zone stuff in Blaine. As police entered the apartment, there was a strong odor of an unknown chemical, which also consisted of a burn scent. There was smoke at the top of the ceiling, blood on the floor and walls of the apartment. In the living area, the TV on the east wall in the living room had been damaged, and the screen was hanging on the floor. The bedroom had a blood splatter on the ceiling, walls, doors, and floor. Yikes. The explosion had occurred near the exterior window of the bedroom. It shattered from the inside out. The screen was missing and the blinds and the holes in them were hanging partly on the window. There was a light haze in the apartment. The smell that was believed to be from a battery while standing in an Alina placed Lee Boatner on the stretcher. Police heard Boatner tell paramedics that a battery had exploded. The Minneapolis bomb unit team noted in its report there is no evidence of a battery exploding. There weren't any battery components in the bedroom, such as battery housing, cells, wiring, or circuit boards. Given the extent of damage that occurred in the bedroom, it was unlikely that damage was caused by a battery exploding. Police observed blood, tissue, and bone matter were on the walls. Yikes! Ceiling and other surfaces of the room, there were pieces what appeared to be computer equipment on the bed and floor. Investigators found an unknown crystal-like substance in glass on the counter, which had tested positive for TAPT. Several bottles of hydrogen peroxide were found in the room. Other necessary chemicals used to make TAPP were found in the kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom. Some of the chemical bottles were empty and some were still full, charges say. Meanwhile, investigators found a receipt from a Walmart in Blaine that shows the purchase of hydrogen peroxide. Police worked with Walmart to obtain photos of the Boatners buying some of the ingredients used to make TAPT. In an interview with police, Tyler Boatner said her husband tried to fix things with her son. He'd recently been laid off. He recently been laid off from a job as a solar electrician. Police searched Lee Boatner's computer, which had a bookmark for information on how to make TATP. Wow. As well as searches for conversions of moles into grams of acetone, how to use TATP as a detonator for ANFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil, screenshots of a receipt of food-grade hydrogen peroxide. Searches included Blaine water table, poisoning groundwater, Anoka County gas sewer, Minneapolis inceptor drain, and buried explosion. So this is a terrorist. Okay, let's as opposed to the right-wing media that wants to describe black kids in Minneapolis with fireworks as terrorists, this is an actual terrorist making clearly an explosive material. And clearly seeming to have a much larger agenda here, which at the very least looks like it's threatening either the city of Blaine, Anoka County, or the city of Minneapolis. So I bring up this whole thing because the right-wing media will not report on this. They just won't. Because, you know, You know why. As they sit there and they try to vilify black kids with fireworks in Minneapolis, here's an actual, what by all accounts sounds like a terrorist in Blaine making explosives with what seems to be a computer history that shows, well, first of all, lying to the police about what their what exactly happened. A battery exploded when it clearly didn't. And then having what looks to be an agenda on this computer. And the right-wing media will not cover this story because that's not the narrative they want. As a matter of fact, I can guarantee if God forbid, some local homegrown terrorist actually blew up something in Minneapolis, they wouldn't cover that. They would say, there were black kids with fireworks, and that would be the only thing they would concern themselves with. Because this is scary as hell. This is terrifying. I mean, and let's not skip past the fact that these idiots were trying to build explosives in an apartment building with their own kid around them. So two things I want you to ask yourself. What was the goal of this? And two, and here's the one that's going to probably scare you a little bit. You think these guys were acting on their own? You think this was just, you know, these two guys deciding to build some explosives and start searching out water supplies and sewer lines and stuff like that? You think that that's what this is? Just two people? Or could it possibly be that there is a larger group of people that are communicating about a possible strike of explosions? I'm asking the question because my gut feeling tells me is that these guys, this wasn't just these two people alone, that there are probably a lot of people right now who are frantically erasing their phone search history and their computer history in an attempt to say, I have no idea what you're talking about. Because that it's something. You tell me, it sure sounds like a terrorist here, doesn't it? Isn't this what they try to scare you with whenever a minority has an explosive, like a firework? I think we need to have a much deeper, further investigation into what the hell's going on up there. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Hey, John, I heard you're turning 65 this year. Time to start comparing your Medicare insurance options.
I'm so overwhelmed with all the different Medicare companies and plan designs. I don't even know where to begin.
Really? I worked with CompareYourMedicare.com, and they made my Medicare decision seem easy.
Oh, really? What do they do?
CompareYourMedicare.com represents several of the top Medicare insurance companies in Minnesota. A local licensed agent will help you compare Medicare plans to determine which products best meet your needs and budget.
Hi, this is Jared with CompareYourMedicare.com. We're a local small business that prides itself in helping our community with their Medicare needs. Medicare is complex, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you're planning to retire early or work past Medicare eligibility at age 65, give us a call. We can guide you through how and when to apply for Medicare. Go to CompareYourMedicare.com or call 952-465-0074 to schedule a consultation. CompareYourMedicare.com is part of the Minnesota Health Insurance Network of Agents.
Hey, AM 950 listeners. My name is J.P. Derbagosian. I'm the host of This Queer Book, Save My Life. Every Sunday, I talk with LGBTQ guests about the queer books that help us live and love with pride. This week, I chat with Dr. Finn Schneider about Bless Me Ultima and an episode about finding the room to breathe and ask our own questions about faith. Plus, I talk with Dr. Lauren Olson about his new book, No More Neckties. You can join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Progressive voice from Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Yeah, Tell me that's not a terrorist. Tell me that's not a terrorist. Making explosives in your own house? What were they up to? What were they up to? And once again, I can sit here and say, yeah, kids who are firing fireworks off at police officers and stuff like that, yep, arrest them and stuff like that. That's not trying to create a bomb. And once again, one of the things which you know, should be a little bit concerning for you is that this stuff can be used to as an instigator to, you know, to explode the fertilizer bombs, just like Oklahoma City. 952-946-6205. Another odd story. Now, we've talked about Levi Axtell. Earlier this year, he confessed to using a shovel and a moose antler to kill a Grand Marais man he believed was grooming his daughter. He has been, by the way, committed to the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Axtell, 27, was found to be mentally ill and dangerous and chemically dependent after court-ordered mental health evaluations. His criminal case has been suspended until he can return to competency, Cook County Attorney Molly Hicken said after a review hearing held via Zoom on Monday. Neither Hicken nor Axtell's attorney, Krista Groschek, objected to the findings that he is not currently competent to stand trial. Dr. Michelle Vietnin reported that Axtell has hallucinations, delusions, paranoia, and severe fluctuations of mood. He appears to see himself as a hero for having killed the alleged victim and believes that others are likely relieved this was taken care of, according to court documents. Vietnin said Axtell, who has been deemed a high risk of suicide, faces a risk of again returning to believing he has nothing to lose by engaging in behaviors that could harm himself or others. He's currently medicated and seeing psychiatric practitioner. Axtell has agreed that he meets the criteria for commitment. Axtell's commitment for chemical dependency is up for 6 months, and his mental health and danger to public finding are up to 90 days. He will be reevaluated in 2 months. Now, so we talked about this story because this is, once again, you have someone who was convicted of, let me remind you of the story. On March 8th of last year, Axtell walked into the sheriff's office wearing a bloodied shirt, confessed he had just killed Lawrence Scully, 77 years old. Axtell had sought a protective order against Scully years early because of the elderly man's prison sentence in the 1980s for molesting a six-year-old. Axtell believes Scully was stalking his young daughter and other local children. He was granted a temporary restraining order that was later dismissed. In Grand Marais, a town of 1,300 on the North Shore, there was some support for Axtell, including a truck with a bumper sticker that said, "Love for Levi." He was described as a guy with a big smile and dad jokes. Scully's reputation was more complicated. Rumors swirled in the past that he'd been run until he ran for mayor in 2014, while his prison sentence was confirmed by the Cook County Herald. Grand Marais Mayor Tracy Benson had described the case as painful for two families with long histories in the community. A handful of Scully's family members who live in Grand Marais had security restraining order against him, citing years of sexual abuse and torture. It was active until the day Scully died. Through Patrick Scully and John Scully told the Star Tribune that the filing didn't help. Their oldest brother continued to pop up in the periphery, sometimes in costumes, and watch them. Patrick Scully was quick to offer financial support to Axtell's family following Levi's incarceration. Axtell did not appear. So here you have a guy, Scully, who clearly is, got some issues. He was convicted, sent to jail, got out, was living in the community. People had restraining orders against him. People feel he was bad. When Axtell murdered him, which he did, he murdered him. The thing I said was this, is that you got to prosecute this case because you can't just let someone massacre another person under the guise of I'm doing it for the greater good. I mean, you could have people who think their neighbor's kid is dealing drugs and goes out and shoots that kid in the middle of the street and says, hey, is there argument? I thought they were dealing drugs. I was trying to save all the people that were going to get addicted to drugs and die because of the drug addiction. And, that was the case. Now, that being said, there were quite a few conservatives who were, give him the Medal of Freedom. give them the Medal of Freedom. Well, now they're basically, it's come on out. He's found to be mentally ill, dangerously, and chemically dependent. And mentally ill and dangerous, chemically dependent as well. This is a mentally broken individual. And I would make this argument, anyone that murders anyone else is a broken individual. They're mentally broken. This is a guy who also has a chemical dependency. I'm not sure what that means, if that's alcohol, if that's something stronger. But needless to say, even his own lawyer didn't fight putting him into a protective hold because he clearly is not mentally competent to stand trial. This is your great hero. This is the great deliverer of justice, who the court said, basically, the state has basically said, if we release this guy, he'll find someone else to kill, basically. But that's your hero if you're on the right. Scully sounds like a horrible individual. I'm not standing my Scully in any capacity. What I'm standing for is the rule of law, and that you just don't murder people, period. You just don't do that. And you can sit there and say, well, he was a bad guy. Well, sounds like Axtell was a pretty bad guy, too. And dangerous to the community. This is a modern-day freaking tragedy. There are no winners here. There is no success. There is no finish line. What you have is, you know, Scully dead, Axtell clearly mentally incompetent, and a whole bunch of people asking, which side are we rooting for once again? Some strange days and D's. Let's get Gary in here because I got Terry John Zila coming in here to talk State Fair food in just a bit. Gary, go right ahead.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
You know, the millionaires pretty much own the media in this country, and I think that's part of the reason why so many people vote the wrong way against their own interests and so forth. But whether it's gun manufacturers, they're in the pocket of them, and you see the results that we're getting now with that. And the greedy healthcare industry, that over half the bankruptcies and a lot of deaths, too, are in that greed of that. And then the oil and fuel companies, you know, we're seeing a lot of the results of that now more than ever. So I just want to say it's all about money. And thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much, Gary. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. State Fair has announced their new foods. Terry John Zila, our food expert, will join us when we do return to talk about which ones he likes and which ones he doesn't. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
You know the day destroys the night.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace? At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Bruner's Supper Club invites you to Maggie's Lounge, an exciting new bar lounge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 for cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. So stop by Bruner's Supper Club off Moorlake and Highway 65 for dinner, drinks, and live music from both big-name local and national artists. Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 79. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 80.
If you've been waiting to replace those appliances, don't miss Warner Stellion's lowest prices of the season. Score instant savings, then up to 10% off, and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy. Put us to the test at warnerstellion.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Terry John Zila is our food expert, the owner and chef at Hepcat Coffee. He is now the chef and owner of the Gallery Kitchen and Events Center, that taking that over in May. And, of course, he's a fantastic chef who you can vote for. Terry, this is it. Who's running this contest?
It's the James Beard Foundation is the charity that's going to. I know that Carla Hall has been the face of it, and but they do food charities, and a friend of mine entered me, and I just posted some photos, and so far in my group, I'm number one, so I'm pretty happy.
I will share the link to this if people would like to vote for you, which you should, because he's an absolutely fantastic chef. You can go out there and make a vote and make sure Terry gets number one on this. That'd be fantastic. And by the way, I don't want to pass back that the event center, nicely done. Have you been rolling that out here?
Yeah, I mean, we really officially launched in June. Okay. We've been doing a lot of events, a lot of breakfasts and lunches for city organizations. And after Labor Day, we're going to be doing cooking classes, cocktail classes, and wine tastings there as well.
And where is that located at?
It's at 370 Wabashaw Street North. It's in the Osborne 370 building. My coffee shop, it's the same building as my coffee shop, which is alarmingly convenient.
Well, and I can tell you this, people, if you've not been to Hepcat Coffee and had the Danishes there, you are so wrong. It is the best Danish in town, hands down. And they're just fantastic. And so, once again, that's in the Osborne 360 building, right?
Osborne 370.
370. Okay, 370. That's the next door neighbor building. 370 is the one you want there. Osborne 370.
No, it's in St. Paul. That address could be 18 blocks away.
That's a good point. All right. So stop by Hepcat Coffee, Osborne 370 building in St. Paul. All right. So I sent you the list of the state fair foods. Overall, first of all, your thoughts on the new state fair foods as they've been introduced today?
Well, some of them, I mean, it seems like food that we've seen before.
Yeah.
I mean, which is funny. I mean, at this day and age, everything's been done, but how do you dish it up? I did see the waffle folded around like a breakfast. I don't know. I mean, a limp waffle, that one frightened me. I thought to myself, waffles should need a little blue pill. It just looked, I don't know. That one didn't look so hot to me. But there was like some donuts which looked good and some Greek food. I didn't see anything that was like, oh, my God, what's that?
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, there is one that I saw. And the first thing I said is, are you guys sure you want to go down this? And that is...
What? Don't tell me. It's not a revisit of the Spam Sushi.
No, it's... Okay, are you ready? The crispy...
Hit me.
Crispy lutefisk steam bun.
Okay, here's the whole thing. That doubles down. So if you're going to die to something tasting horrible, you might as well batter fry it.
Well, okay. Was there really a demand for lutefisk? I mean, it's a kind of a comical joke around the holidays, but I didn't think that people were going around. You know, what would be tasty in this state fair? Lutefisk.
You know, it seems like the thing is maybe it's a, now. Is it a vendor that already does something else great?
It is the Olson Fish Company lutefisk brine. So I'm not sure that's at. Okay, it's good. It's going to be at Shanghai Henry's, located in the International Bazaar North Wall.
Okay, God bless them. I mean, honestly, maybe hopefully they have beverages so you can wash it down. I mean, now that got me going. Wouldn't a deep fried herring sandwich taste great?
It'd be better, or a smelt. You know, you could go, you know, if you really, you could do smelt walleye herring. You could do, there's a lot of other ones you could do. I don't just, lutefisk?
Matt, you could do anything and it would be better than that.
Speaking of walleye, they've got, one of the things I did kind of like was the walleye, where is it? I'm going to pull it up here just so I get the right name here. The walleye fritter pops. Now, this actually does look like this might be pretty good. It's basically, you know, like little cake pops, only they look like little fish cakes on a stick.
I'll bet you those are going to be delicious.
I should mention, it says they're Giggles Campfire Grill. Giggles, wow. Giggles Campfire Grill, located at the southeast corner of Lee Avenue and Cooper Street in the North Woods. A smoked walleye mixed with a blend of cheeses, dill pickle relish, fresh garlic and spices, rolled on panko breadcrumbs and deep fried, served on a stick with a side of corn, comeback sauce and a lemon slice.
Okay, the smoked walleye is going to taste a little different. It's going to be a little firmer. It won't be as supple. We'll see what happens. Let's try it. I'm going to be out. I think this year we take a vacation at the coffee shop for State Fair because downtown St. Paul just vacates that week. But I'll probably be at the State Fair at least three times.
You talk about everything old being new again. Last year, the big one was the pickle pizza. I had it. I did not. Okay, it came down to this. The pizza wasn't really great. It wasn't a great crust. It wasn't a great sauce. It wasn't great cheese. And frankly, the bigger crime for me is if you're going to sell something like pickle pizza, you got to have something better than the cheapest pickles you can find. You could have gone out there with a nice tangy pickle and they were just, you know, kind of the equivalent of a McDonald's pickle without any flavor to them. And I was, you know, I thought it was bad, but needless to say, that seems to be the theme this year. There are so many pickle-related foods this year that that's going to be, I think, the thing that's going to, I guess they're banking on this is doing something better.
Well, you know why that is. Fermentation is really big right now.
Mm.
Well, that's a really big thing. And I think there's a really been great influx of like a lot of Korean food in Minnesota now, like really solid Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
And fermentation's really big in Korean food. And that could be part of it. And I think you're seeing a lot of fermented things in restaurants. So I think people are kind of juice it up. Now, my only fear is that this is the Minnesota State Fair. Mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, South Minneapolis or Edina. Mm-hmm. So I think what happens is sometimes when you get these things that frighten folks, it may sound good PR, but are they going to really try it? And are they going to enjoy it?
All right. Let's run through some of the pickle items. I want you to give me a yay or nay what you think about it. Number one, pickle fries. Tangy, crispy, thin-cut dill pickles, lightly coated in cornmeal, seasoned in mustard batter, and then they deep fry them, served with the chipotle dipping sauce at Mike's Hamburgers there. How does that sound?
Sounds busy but interesting.
All right. Paletas. Now, this one's going to blow your mind. This is the Mexican frozen treat on a stick. They're offering two flavors, one of which is a dill pickle lemonade paleta. It's lemon-flavored, water-based, which includes some dill pickle slices. It is vegan. So basically, imagine a popsicle with pickles in it.
Okay. It's just like dating no means no.
You are that's just right to the point. I appreciate your candor on that. The Miami mango pickles. Now, if any of these guys could win, this might be it. Dill pickles infused with Miami mango punch. This is at Soul Bowl, located at the food building on the east wall. You know, I know that sometimes they try to do that. They'll put something in the brine to try to give it a little bit of flavor. A lot of times it's hot peppers or something like that. Mango, I don't think it'd overwhelm the pickles. I just, you know, it sounds interesting at least.
But the whole thing is, it's a beverage. I've never thought to myself, God, it's such a hot day. can I get a big glass of pickle juice?
I know people who do. That's the crazy part. I know people that
Matt,
do.
Matt, the scope of people that you know, maybe Woody would like that, but the rest of the world won't.
Okay, so let's talk some of the ones that I looked at that I said, okay, this looks like a winner. I think Minnesota Monthly's already picked this one as the best option. Fried green tomato sandwich, two crispy locally grown green tomato slices, a crust of Whole Grain Milling Company, with cornmeal, mustard, mayonnaise made from Lost Capital Economics coarse spicy ale mustard. Okay. A local lettuce on a toasted brioche bun as well. And they serve it with bacon. And instead, if you don't, if you want the vegetarian option, you can have it with sweet corn relish. Here's the racket guys came on out and they said, here's the thing about this. It comes down to how well the tomatoes are fried, because if it's fried green tomatoes, I mean, it's that's it right there. I mean, the quality of the fried green tomato is what's going to make or break this.
And I think here you have to remember, since it's probably going to be mass produced, the tomatoes will probably already be prepped and battered and ready to go for the fryer. I actually think that sounds like a winner.
Okay. Is that your bigger concern, too, in regards to that? Is that it just comes down to the pickles. If the pickles are good, we're good.
Right. It depends. It comes down to the prep. And the thing is, with pickles and deep frying, what you have is water issues. So the thing is, it could come right out of the batter, and then it can get soggy in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Tomatoes, the fried green tomatoes, not pickles on that one there. So, but, you know, you're exactly.
Yeah, but in general. But I think that'll be a winner. I think that'll be great.
Here's one. This is sometimes, I think that sometimes the best thing is kind of the easiest thing to look at. This good old-fashioned Americana Midwest food. This is from the Hamlin Church Dining Hall. This is a ham loaf with tangy glaze, caramelized onions and cheese on a sandwich made with fried egg and a whole toast. So it's a breakfast sandwich they're selling there. It from the picture they sell, it looks really good. And sometimes, you know,
where are the pickles coming in on this?
There is no pickles on this one. There are so many pickle ones. We're just going to go with the ones that look like they're going to be good.
I thought our momentary theme was pickles. You threw me.
So, there are a lot, but not in this one. So, but I mean, this is you have said this before on this show. The church stands there. Do not sell them short. They generally do a pretty good job with the food that they produce.
They're rock stars, because what they do is they know they're feeding a lot of people and they're feeding a huge scope of people. They really book it out. I mean, you get those church basement lady mentality on there, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to serve something that's really solid and really just satisfying, and they're not trying to reinventing the wheel. They're polishing the hubcap. Mm-hmm.
Here's the one I've got the most hope for, and no pickles involved in this.
Okay, good. Thanks for the preface.
The Irish butter ice cream over brown sugar cinnamon toast. It's simplistic. It's, you know, and I've had, you know, Irish butter. I got to believe that that's going to be pretty good.
That sounds like you might want to be alone with it.
It does. That's one. It's like, you know, honey, take the kids. I'll catch up with you later. That sort of
thing.
Yeah,
that actually sounds pretty darn good.
I don't want to say trashy, because that sounds like I'm coming in with judgment, but that real, there are a few that are.
Oh, no, you would never do that, Matt.
No,
would you?
Of course. Never, no, no. Jeez, me. Not at all. Hey, did you hear the GOP has $53 in their bank account? The Minnesota cookie dough pie. Homemade chocolate chip cookie dough in a flaky pie crust, dusted with brown sugar.
No.
Why?
If you're that, no, stop. Okay. No. If I want cookie dough, I'm going to have it baked. I don't care if it's pasteurized. I don't care. No.
There is the other one that I saw that I said, you know, if it's kind of, you know, two that are kind of iconic state fair ones. One is the bucket of the birthday cake mini donuts. Now, you and I both agree there's probably going to be.
That sounds fun. I like that.
Okay.
Back to the cookie dough pie.
Yes.
Okay, that's the definition of lazy. That was like when I saw on a menu, a deconstructed wedge salad. They just took all the ingredients and separated them on the plate.
It's,
so if you can't bake the friggin' cookie.
What, you're God, right.
What, 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 Is that the Underachievers of America booth?
Would they ever allow someone to just give out wedges of iceberg lettuce with dressing? Of course not. They'd say, okay, no. You guys got to jazz this up. But yet we tolerate it with other things.
See, now I'm upset. The cookie dough pie. No, now I'm mad.
All right. The cloud coolers. Let me explain these to you. Three choices of lemonade served with cotton candy cloud spun over the drinking straw. Summer Strawberry, Happy Huckleberry, and Flower Power, which is Violet Lemonade, and the flavor. So basically,
That's actually fun. That's really big in the cocktail world right now.
Okay.
The cotton candy things. We even do a drink when we do events. We take cotton candy and we put it on top of the martini, and then it dissolves. Cotton candy is huge right now.
Mm-hmm. What is your thought? There's two of the items here that have breakfast cereal as a... you know, as a decorative item on it. One of them is got honeycomb on it. The other one's got, looks like fruity pebbles on it. I'm as a person, I like food. I generally, that'd be like putting Twinkies on something or putting just a pre-processed thing on it. And to a point, I think that's kind of lazy as far as cooking goes, because you're adding something that's, one, going to overwhelm the flavor of whatever you're adding. I mean, you know, modern day breakfast cereal is extremely But as well, it just seems like why don't you just sell the bowl of cereal? Because I bet you'd actually sell more of the bowl of cereal than, you know, trying to jazz up cereal on top of something else.
Well, you know what? Who does a cereal really well is Gail and Christy at Rice Krispie Bars.
Okay.
And they take the Rice Krispie recipe and they actually incorporate cereal in them. Gail and Christy got that down. No one else should touch that, because if you're going to augment breakfast cereal, those girls know exactly what to do.
Well, so here's the one with honeycomb. Listen to this one. This is fried halloumi, which is halloumi, the cheese. It's fried cheese chopped with hot honey and honeycomb cereal. And, you know, on one side...
Is it honeycomb cereal?
Yeah.
Or is it honeycomb... the honeycomb brittle.
It's honeycomb cereal from the honeycomb hideout. You know, so it's honeycomb cereal, like from Post, that you would get off the grocery store shelf. And the one
it's
side of
too
it.
Too big.
Okay.
Is it crushed up or no?
Somewhat and somewhat not. It looks like they've got some crushed and some not.
It doesn't thrill me.
The other one is the Fruity Cereal Milk Biscuit, Betty and Earl's biscuit made with fruity cereal mix, cereal bites drizzled with icing on top of it. It looks sickly sweet, I will say that.
We actually did a Rice Krispie bar with the Fruity Pebbles. It's gosh awful sweet, I gotta tell you. It's a lot. It's a lot of sugar.
Well, but I get that. I mean, I can get that with the Fruity Pebbles, because basically you're just taking a Rice Krispie treat, because that still is kind of the cereal. I think when you add it to a biscuit or you add it to cheese, you know, cheese curds, basically, I don't know if it's, you know, if you just want to give out cereal. Don't try to make your item more attractive by just throwing some cereal on top of it.
But that's another trend right now is classic breakfast cereals. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're trying to cash in on a trend and have things that people are already talking about and bring it in as a new item. So I get what they're doing. I don't know if it's going to be delicious. I mean, you have to remember, my record at the state fair is 42 food booths in one day.
And he's alive, kids. Here's the one that I think that you and I need to go together and go get. The Galabo, which is going to be over at the Union Mung Kitchen. And that place was the rock star last year. That sausage they had was unbelievable.
It was fantastic.
Traditional Hmong style steam bun stuffed with ground pork, egg and spices. And it's Chef Vang's mom is where it came from. Served with your choice of crunchy chili oil, hot pepper sauce, lemongrass, scallion dressing. It looks phenomenal. And I mean,
I love,
go ahead.
Well, they do a nice job anyway, though. When you get a vendor that does a really great job, then when they go off and do something different, you know they thought about it. And again, they're not being cute with it. They're just being thoughtful. And that's what I love. Those are the things, like the guys over at the ballpark, they introduced the deep-fried short ribs.
Yeah.
now it's a staple. It was something that no one had done before. And now it's like, okay, they weren't trying to be cute. They're just trying to be excellent. And I'm all about that. We're going to go to that one for sure.
Hepcat Coffee over at the Osborne 370 building. Also, the Gallery Kitchen and Event Center in that building as well. I'll make sure I put out a link for people to go vote for you for Best Chef. You're phenomenal. Terry, your insight, as always, is good. I'm going to hold you to that. You and I are going to go catch that over at the Union Kitchen, okay?
No, I'm gonna go on the Calista Flockhart diet for an entire week beforehand.
Okay. Well, we'll get you some of that lutefisk. We'll get you some, that'll take care of things.
No. I'll watch you take the lutefisk.
I'm not doing that. Okay. Terry Johnson.
Honestly, you're more adventurous that way than I am. Make one of the kids get it. That's a good idea.
That's
why you have children. Make them get it.
You're perfect. I'll make Rose take it. All right, Terry Johnson. Terry, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. We got to take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyotas inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get free no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Patrick, of all the things I had just mentioned there, is there one that kind of was saying, you know what, no, I'm hitting that one for sure?
Actually, there was one thing that you and Terry did not talk about, the chicken momo with tomato chutney.
That one does look pretty good. I didn't get time to get to that one. It's basically like a little dumpling.
And the caveat, though, is it's only going to be available for the first half of the fair, so you got to go early if you want to get it.
Okay, the pickles, you know the big pickle stand right off the grandstand there, right?
Yeah.
The reason why they're successful is that they've got good pickles. That's why. A pickle is not just anything. You can't just do a weak pickle and act like you're reinventing the wheel. And that was my big disappointment with the pickle pizza last year, was because I was eating, it's like, hey, the crust isn't that good, the cheese wasn't that good, the sauce wasn't that good, and the pickles weren't that good. But it was gimmicky. Now everyone's trying to do it. And it comes down to, now I'm not going to get the, would you get the frozen treat with the pickles in it?
I like pickles, but that just doesn't quite seem up my alley.
Lemonade and pickles. No. You've got some things which are going to be a bit of a reach. And I got to tell you the truth. I'm more than a little concerned about what that would even taste like, and plus the fact that if it's just a cheap, crappy pickle, you've just wasted my time and my money. So we'll have to see what goes there. I think the Union Mung Kitchen is probably going to win. I also love the Irish butter ice cream with the French toast. That looks really good. We'll take a break. Hour two. That's coming up next. The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, July 11th for Tom Hunter. Wednesday, July 12th, it's the Ice Holes. And on Thursday, July 13th, it's the wonderful Katie Tesman. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m., and reservations for groups of 8 or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Power Radio Hour.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour for the last 5 years on AM 950. We air every Saturday night at 6 p.m. We have artists, musicians, private detectives, politicians.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,